We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom two lines of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the two dots. It says in the Mishnah that Al Cherev, if there's a war, there's an army in a different part of the country or a different city, the halacha is called Makam HaHalacha, so everyone has to fast. Tana Rabbanan, Cherev She'amru, Einet Tzarech Lohim HaCherev She'en Shosholim. That's posture that if it's a real army coming to fight, it's posture that everyone has to fast. Even army that's not coming to fight with you specifically, but they want to come through your area, that's a reason to fast. There is no bigger example of a cherev shalom more than parinichay. And still, the melech isho was nichshava. There was a maisa that parinichay wanted to go to war. And they wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael. He was from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. And they were on the way to go fight Melechus Ashur, Assyria, and they wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael, because Assyria is above Eretz Yisrael, go through Eretz Yisrael in order to fight with Assyria. And the Melechus Yisrael said, no, you can't come through. I'm not letting you go through, because he was mistaken. He thought he was on a level to be like the brachas that it says in the parish of Bichukosai, like we'll see. Like upon him, he thought he was on that level. And therefore he said, don't come. And Lamaisa, something happened, we'll see. So, Nichshav HaMelech Yisho, she never says in the Pasuk, that Vayishlach Elav Malachim Lemar, that he sent, the Paranichai sent to Yisho, what's your problem? What do you want? Lemar, Mali V'loch Melech Yehuda, Lo Yalecha Atayim, I'm not coming after you today. Kill base machamti. I'm going to my place of machama. Velikim Omar Levaleni. Chadalochomeli Himasha Imi Bayashisha. Leave go of me. Don't touch me. Mayal Himasha Imi. Omravidu Amarav Zu Avedizara. That was Avedizara. And Paranachai was telling Yeshua, leave me alone, leave me and my Avedizara alone. Omar, so Yeshua said, Hovako Batach Avedizara, since he's being Batach Avedizara, Yachlinale, I'm going to be able to win him. And what happened? Well, Maisa, he did not win. And it says that Vayoiru Hayoiru Melech Yisho. They shot a bunch of arrows at Melech Yisho. Vayema Melech Lavod, Vaviruni, take me down, Kechalesi Meoid, because I'm very sick. And my Kechalesi Meoid, what does that mean? Rav Yehuda Merav, Alamin Shanasa Kol Gufoi Kekivro. His whole body, there were so many arrows through him that he was made like a sieve. His body turned into a sieve. And what happened? And Maisa, he died from this. So you see from here that even so the Marshal speaks out. So what's the raya that even a cherev shal shalom is a reason for a tainus? So the Marshal explains, because if not, that it would be like a scary thing to have a army come through your nation, through your country, the Yeshua would not have gone to war against us. It must be it's not a good thing. Now what was Yeshua's mistake? Omer Shmuel v'Achmei Omer Rabbi or Omer Yechonon. Why was Yeshua nanash? He should have asked Yirmiyahu Hanavi what to do. He didn't ask if he should stop Paranichai. He decided he's going to try to stop Paranichai. We are asking Yirmiyahu what to do. What was his mistake? What are you darshan? My darsh. It says in the Pasuk, Parashat V'Kosai, V'cherev lo yisavar ba'aretzeichem. What does that mean? My cherev, what does that mean? Cherev l'sarv v'aretzeichem. Ilei mecherev she'en shal shalom. If it means a war of achsiv, nesati shalom ba'aretz, they're going to give peace in your land. So obviously there's no war. Fil shal shalom means, cherev l'sarv v'aretzeichem means shal shalom. But who ain't the idea? But he didn't know that's for a dor, which mom was perfect. But his dor was not perfect, that perfect. She ain't dor yidoyim v'yofa. His dor wasn't similar to that. And Kavanich and Avshe, when he was dying, Chaz Yirmiyo Svasa de Kamarachshon, he saw, Yirmiyo saw that his lips were moving. Oma, Shemach HaShom, Milsud Loi Mehagno, Oma. Maybe he's saying something not proper. Like, I'm sorry, because he's in so much pain. Gochum Hashem, he bent down and listened to him. The Kamatzik Allah Adino and Avshe. He was being Mastik Dino, he was saying that he deserves it. Oma, Tzadiku Hashem, Ki Piu Marisi. He said, Hashem is righteous, Ki Piu Marisi, because I didn't ask, my mouth rebelled. I didn't ask Yirmiyo what to do. And Yom said on him, Pasuk lehu shaita ruach apenu Mashiach Hashem. He said this Pasuk, ruach apenu Mashiach Hashem, means our king, which is like our neshama, like our ear, like our ruach apenu, shenimshach v'shem and ha-mishcha. He was nilkod, like the other Pasuk says, nilkod B'shchisaisam. He was killed. He was killed. This is Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Zogtem Arvayt. Said in the Mishnah, Ma'is v'yordu z'kenim mishtayim l'areim. And they heard that in Ashkelon, there was a kamaloi tanur, a little amount of kamaloi tanur of tefuah that had shidofayin, and because of that, they made a tainus. It boilu kamaloi tanur, a tanur full of tefuah, which is a lot, because when you fill up a tanur with tefuah, it's just a certain size. Edilma kamaloi tanur pas. What means kamaloi tanur pas? Because the derech was when they baked bread in the oven, they put it against the walls. They stuck it to the wall, so it's much less pas. So how much stuff was it? Like the full tanner of tefuah or less, which is a mali tanner pas. Toshima, I'll bring back my braisa. The braisa does lotion like this. Kamloi pia tanner. Filled up the mouth of the tanner. Now you only can fill up a mouth of a tanner with bread, because bread is solid, so it can fill up the mouth of a tanner, the doorway, the opening. Vashengen tefuah, which is not kasha, it's not hard, it'll just fall down. So it must be talking about pas. So the teretz was that size. But dying to boil it, but still a shayla. Kikusua de tanura. There was just like one loaf of bread that was covering the mouth of the tanur. Idilma kidaro de rifta de hodle puma through the tanura. Or it was a bunch of loaves like all around that like lined up around the mouth. That was the size, which is more. Take, we're not sure how much it was. But oid gazu. There's another story that they made a tainus to Achuz Avim, that Avim ate two tunikas, and because of that, they heard about that, they made a tainus. So the Marcus says Allah about this. Amulam Shim Rav Shim Meyat Sadik, Maiso Abal was the Avim Shnei Tunikas. It was a story one of them that wolves ate two tunikas, they kium Derech Beis Arei, and it came out, expelled Derech Beis Arei, when it went to the bathroom, basically it came out. So they said that the basar is tahar. Why? Because when the basar goes, the basar of these tenaikas goes through the animal, it becomes into waste, and it doesn't have a shame basar anymore, and it's not tummy. But the bones still retain its din of a bone, being a bone, and therefore it is metame, like a bone of a dead person. The basar is considered waste, it's considered pirsha. Mashenke da tzomais do have tumas mace. It says further in the Mishnah, Elu Masriyim v'Shabbos. On the following things, they are Masriyim v'Shabbos. One of the examples, that Irsha Kifanachrim, or Inahar, or Asriyim Tervas Bayam. So Mora elaborates on this halacha. Tana Rabbana. Irsha Kifanachrim, a city that was surrounded by Goyim, or Inahar, ve'echad Sfinam Tervas Bayam, ve'echad Yodesh Shinir Ve'erachim, even a Yachid that was chased by Goyim, Oyim Pnei Listim, or robbers, armed robbers, or there was a ruach ra, which means he was going crazy. So all these things, al kulam yochid v'shoy l'sagavitz asmai v'tainis. If someone hears about this tzara, either the tzara of an ear that was surrounded by goyim, or a svina that's on the water, and it's a big storm and it's dangerous, or heard about a certain yochid, the halacha is, that a yachid, if he wants, could make himself a tainus. You know, a tainus tibur we don't do, not so poshut, but he can make his own tainus, no problem. Rabbi Yisrael ain't a yachid with shoyl sagav zatzmer tainus. Why? Shem yistaruch abriyos, but ain't abriyos merachim esalav. A yachid could make a tainus, but that's the Tanakam holds. But Rabbi Yisrael says, no, a yachid should not make a tainus. Why? Shem yistaruch al abriyos. Now you have to explain this. So first of all, let's see one more Gemara. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. My time Rav Yisrael. Chsiv by Yehi Ha'odom Nefesh Chaya. Neshama Shesati Be'ach Yisrael. The law is you have to. Hashem gave you a neshama. You got to take care of it. You can't fast for no reason. So no one wants to speak out that the Gemara before on Daf Yud Aleph had a machlokes if someone who fasts is called a chayte or a kaddish. So Tosfos speaks out that machlokes is in a case where you could handle it. And there, even if you can handle one man holds, since you are not being nena from Mayal Mazel, you call a chaytet, all man holds you a kaddish. But here we're talking about you can't handle it. And therefore, basically says, since you can't handle it, you should not fast, because you're going to get sick, and people are going to have to take care of you, and you're not going to be able to work, and you're going to make a strain on the economy. You shouldn't do that. That's one point. Tosfos speaks out. But it's not a big question over here. It says over here, Yochid should not fast, and Tanakam holds Yochid could fast if he wants, but Rabbi Yehoshua says he shouldn't fast. Mashma Tzibur definitely doesn't fast. And the question is, in the Mishnah Daf Yotes, it said that the Tzibur does fast, the Tanakam at least, the Tzibur does fast when even it's not your tzara, when there's tzara around you, when there's a dever somewhere else, or whatever it is, then the svivaisa do fast. That's the seventh Tanakhama. So how can you say over here? It's mamash astira. Here it says you don't fast. So the Ran asks Kasha, the Ran and the Ramban, and there's basically two terutzim to the Kasha that the Ran says. So the Ran's first terutz brings up from the Ramban that the kasha oisam ba'atzmon shem b'tzara mis'anim masriim. If they themselves are doing the highest level of tainus, then the surrounding cities are masanim. But in the case where they themselves are not fasting, the city itself is not fasting, so then the surrounding places don't fast either. So that's the Ramban's teretz. The Ran's teretz is a different teretz. It says these things, and the Ran likes his teretz the best, and that's the teretz we'll focus on. The teretz like this. The fast that we're talking about before are a predetermined fast. They see this as a tzara, so they say, next Monday we'll start fasting. So Monday, Thursday, and then next Monday. So then, the svivaisam also, a mishtat of a tzara, they fast also. Here we're talking about a tzara that's emergency. It's emergency tzara. What they do is they start fasting right away. They fast one day after another. That you can't make the tzibur that's around them fast. That's too much. That's too much of a tircha for a tzibur to make a fasting that's an immediate fast. Start today and every day. That's called a tzufim, those fasts. That you can't do. That you can't do on a tzibur. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even the Yachad shouldn't do it. That's machlekes v'yachad should do it. So it's a different case than the other case of the Mishnah. Here it's an emergency, which is a different type of fast than fast that for they go for a dever or for a rain. It's a different type of fast. So nothing more about it. It said that this is talking about Masriyin on Shabbos. These things you daven on Shabbos. That's what it says. And we had a brisa about even fasting. So Shimon HaTamini said, Shimon HaTamini Yom Afal HaDever. So Boyalu, and said, Lo Hoydu L'Chacham. Chacham were in Moida. So Boyalu, Lo Hoydu L'Chacham means B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, they were in Moida, they allowed a daven for this. Ava B'Choyal Hoydu L'Chacham. B'Choyal, they agree that you could fast and daven for them. Oydum, Lo Hoydu L'Chacham, you weren't in Moida at all. Toshma, bring right from a bride. So Tanya, Masri Yom HaDever B'Shabbos, Ve'en Tzarech L'Chacham B'Choyal. You daven for Dever on Shabbos, and I'm Poshim L'Chacham. Rav Chanan ben Pitam, Tamidus Rav Kiva, Bashem Rav Kiva, Ama Ema Shvim al Dever Kol Iker. You don't blow shayfo or fast on a Dever at all, even Bechayel. So that's the Pshitas, that's when Loi Hoyd Loi means even Bechayel. Again, on this is a big problem. The Lechayro we had in our Mishnah, Rav Kiva himself holds that the Yoroiz has Samuch, Ama Shriyim, and Fiat Hanakam, Ama Sanois, even by Dever, talking about Mamish by Dever. The same exact thing. And here we're saying that Rabbi Kiva himself holds, you don't do anything. So just stick with Astira. So again here, the Rishonim talk about this, including the Ramban talks about the Shaila, how to answer this Shaila. And you have to, it's one of the Pshatim, Lecha Mishta holds, that's Tanoya Libra de Rabbi Kiva. That's one of the Pshatim, it's Tanoya Libra de Rabbi Kiva. Others say, other Pshatim, Ayin Sham. But the point is, why not Masriya and Mechayel is, because we're worried it might come to Masriya on Shabbos as well. And that's Pshat, and this Madiyama holds. You don't do it, Mechayel is, like Zera, you might do it on Shabbos as well. And the Shiloh is, again, we said, how it stems the Mishnah, that's a big problem. I in the Mefarshim, I in the Lecha Mishnah, I in the Ramban, the Masav Ha, and Lecha Mishnah is the simplest Pshat say over, there must be a Machlekes, Tanoim, Hadal and Rabbi Kiva, and this price is Taka arguing on our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara Vayta. I called tzara shloi tavi al tzibur. You let a daven for any tzara. You let a make a tainus for any tzara. Besides for too much rain, that type of tzara you're not allowed to daven for. Tana Rabbanan. I called tzara shloi tavi al tzibur. Masriim alei. You make a bolshev. You make tainus. Tainusim chutz meroyiv gesham. Besides for too much rain. My time Rabbi Yechanan. If you shemis baal meroyiv atayva. You don't daven for too much good. Bamer Rabbi Yechanan. Nine shemis baal meroyiv atayva. How do you know you don't daven for too much good? Shenema says in the pasuk, Heviu is called Maisel Beisaitza. Hashem says, bring Maisel and I guarantee you something. Heviu is called Maisel Beisaitza. Vit Herav Beisi and bring food to my house. Beis Mikdash V'Chanunu No Beisaitza. You could test me. Hashem Tzvakayis Malay Eftach Lchem Es Arubis Hashemayim Arik Hoisel Lchem Brach Ad Blidai. And the Ran explains that we're showing from here that the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to give b'shefa gadol, to give b'shefa gadol. Therefore, it doesn't pass to daven for that to stop, since that's a derech of Hashem. I read the Ran's lashon. The kivin shekachu is up the Ran. The kivin shekachu midas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekashu nene la'am Yisrael mespiya lahem mitayvasoi achi yivlu sifsei seim leimadai imis parvelez. Since that's a derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives you so much that doesn't pass to daven for that to stop. My adbli dai was touched the words adbli dai. Omrav Rav until your mouth gets tired from saying dai. Omar Rami bar Rav Yud. Rav Yud is a name. Uve Goyla, but in Goyla, in Bavel, Masrim Aleha. You do daven with too much rain. Why? Because there it's dangerous. Since it's a valley, if it rains too much, they could drown the whole city. Tainam Ahachi. Shalosh Shekshmeh Rubim. If it's a lot of rain that year, Anche Maimid, Shochem Anche Maimid, Anche Mishmar, Shochem Anche Maimid, the Anche Mishmar from the Beis HaMikdash, tell the Anche Maimid who are standing on the Kabbanis, Tnu Enechem Bachechem Shem Goyla. Put your eyes, place your eyes on your brothers in Golas, that the houses shouldn't be their burial places. Davin, there shouldn't be too much rain. In Eretz Yisrael, to what point, is there a point where you'll davin to stop raining? Karen Eiffel is a very high point. And your water, and your feet are dipped in the water up there on top of this mountain, then you can start diving, stop the rain. And Rashi speaks out, which means you never daven, because that never happens. It says until you dip your hands in. And for the Gemara, yeah, raglav kiyov, same thing. It means when you're crouching down, and your hands can touch the water, that's when you start davening. Same thing like your feet in water. I saw this Karen Eiffel. I'll tell you how it was. The Kamahu Taya, there was a certain Arab that was on top of the mountain, Kirachav Gamla, he was sitting on a camel, and he had a sword in his hand, and still, that whole picture of Mishazik Inva, it looked like a little worm. That's how high up it was. And that's what Rashi is saying, that's why because the water will never reach that height, obviously. It's way up there, a few thousand feet high. The water will never reach that height. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you're never davening al Reiv Geshavim. But the Gemara said, on Bavli, you would daven, because there it's dangerous, and there you will daven al Ribui Geshavim.